also Leilui Nishmosa. Sora Bas of Isabel is the mother of
David.
Hol. Hol. He's not here today.
Yeah. And also Zeploira Bas of Shimon.
It's Shimon Pine.
And that is the mother of Shimon Pine. Shimon Pine. Both are steady participants in this Shia. Both are not here tonight. Shenuchu b'sholom al mishkavam. Mishu melitze yoishor. To their families and the Shironi no nachas and simcha lo'erech shonim toivois. So this week, we learn about Kabbalah Satoira and Mamed Har Sinai, Seres Adivris. And as we well know from Rabbeinu Sadi Goyen and the Ramban and most of the Rishonim, Seres Adivris are an abbreviation of Taryag Mitzvahs. And all the other mitzvahs have their source and their essence in one of a Seret HaDibrot. So actually this week we could choose any sugya, almost any sugya in Shas we want to choose. And usually in Parshas Yisrael I choose one of the sugyas regarding Shabbos. So one of the Seret HaDibrot, number four. Zohar Hashem Shabbos L'Kadshoi. Sheish Hashem Tav D'Rasisa Kol Malachtecho V'Yom Mishish Shabbos Hashem Malachecho Lo Yisase Kol Malocho Ato Avincho V'Techo V'Yavdecho V'Maschcho V'Behemtecho Ashigecho Asher V'Sharecho. Just a week ago we spoke about Tchumin, but today we will spoke about one of the most basic and fundamental sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is Pikuach Nefesh Shedoich Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Shin Chof Ches Sif Yudalad, Shulchan Aruch deals with a fascinating question. First of all, we feel a bit strange when we learn these halachas, because in modern medicine, we're not aware of a situation. So if you don't have basar, you might as well eat cucumbers or bread or choose whatever you want to eat. So today, we don't know. We wouldn't identify a situation. But the entire approach to medicine was different 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, than it is today. So, and we have two options. He's in a hospital somewhere out there in the middle of nowhere, and there's no kosher meat. So we could go to a non-Jewish butcher shop and get an avela. Or there is a small Jewish community and we could bring the shochet and buy a cow or sheep or a calf and have the shochet shech. But then we will need to shech the animal, which is one av malocha. Mafshit is a second av malocha. Mevashel is a third av malocha. And to cook you need to put on a fire is a fourth av malocha. So what is preferable? Give him nevela, which is only a lav shembo karet, or go through the entire process and being mechal Shabbos many times. So anybody would guess, definitely preferable to give a nevela, because in Yom Peches there's a sugya kalakal tchilo, cholish yesh betkona, that needs sweet macholos asurei, so we choose the lesser iser before violating a greater aveda. So giving him an aveda would be the lesser aveda, it's only a lav. But if we need to do all those malachas and Shabbos, it's a far worse situation. And to our surprise, most of the Rishonim Paskin, no, you do shechita and all the other malachas necessary to feed him kosher meat, but you won't feed him non-kosher meat. So what's the rationale to this maskona, to this conclusion? Why would we say that? So the Rosh, Siman Yud Aleph, in Masechet Yume Perek Ches, offers a few different interpretations. And each and every one of them is a huge chiddush. Number one, quoting the Ravid. So the Ravid says, we're violating Shabbos anyway for Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona. We need warm water to wash him, to give him to drink warm water. We need to heat his room, shouldn't be cold. So kvar nitno Shabbos lidchois. But why give him nevela? which is a hugely interesting sephora. Why would that make a difference? Because you need to violate Shabbos for his other needs, and therefore you might as well do it again. Even it is not necessary to give him meat. You can give him non-kosher meat. Tashbates, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Zayin, Tashbates makes the same argument, and he brings something similar from a very far away and remote source, which is the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, Sukkah of Zayin. Migo de Havadoifen a Sukkah, Havadoifen a Shabbos. So we say, Migo shekvanit ni Shabbos litchois lahochem loichamin, kvanit ni Shabbos litchois lishchoit. Difficult to understand this svara. Another svara the Rosh quotes from Aram Merotenburg. That was the Rebbe of the Rosh, of Rabbeinu Osher, as we know. And the svara of Aram Merotenburg is, Shabbos, when we're dealing with the choyle sheyesh b'sekona and his life is in jeopardy, Shabbos doesn't really count, doesn't really matter. And we relate to Shabbos as if it would be a weekday. And we tend to every need of this person whose life is in sekona, whose life is in jeopardy. But regarding nevela, we cannot totally disregard the Isra of Nevela because Arye di Isura Ravia Allah, which means Nevela is Nevela. It's a Chefze di Isura. And many Achroinim understand the Rosh, that the Rosh comes to differentiate between Isure Gavra and Isure Chefze. So Shabbos, Lo Rovetz ala Chefetz, the Isra Shabbos is upon the person. Certain activities that you cannot engage in, certain malachas that you cannot do. And because that's on the Gavra, when you do those very same malachas to save a person's life, then they're defined as melachot heter, not melachot isur. But nevela is nevela, and therefore we would prefer being mechal Shabbos, because Shabbos kechoylu, lekol tzorchei achoyla, then giving him nevela. Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Alef Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes. The Rashba says, I think that this svara is justified, is relevant, only if we assume shepikuach nefesh hutro etzel Shabbos, Shabbos hutro etzel pikuach nefesh, but not if Shabbos dechuyo. What does Hutra and Duchuya mean? Where are these definitions taken from? They're taken from Psochim Dafayin Vav. Kol korban oisat tzibur krevim betumo. Every korban tzibur could be brought to the base of Mikdash, even though the Kohenim are tamei. And that is a halacha regarding korban tzibur. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara, two different opinions, whether tuma Hutra betzibur or tuma Duchuya. Is it as if there's no Isser at all, or the need to bring the Korban overrides the Isser of Tuma? And the Gemara says, what would be the Nafkamina? What would be the difference? Do we need to make an effort and bring Koyanim Tehoirim from another Mishmar, from another base Av? In Tuma Dechuyo Bitzibor, then it's only a B'dievet. And you need to make an effort. You know, if we could do it b'tahara, it's preferable to do it b'tahara. But if tuma hutra b'tzibur, hutra is hutra. Then you don't even need to make an effort to try to bring the korban b'tahara. So the Rashba says, same discussion would be relevant regarding pikuach nefesh and Shabbos. Do we say Shabbos hutra or Shabbos duchuyo? And I will need to b'metriach someone just one more time. Rambam's Manim, which is very important. So the Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, and this is really a fascinating observation. So the Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos. Duchuya hi Shabbos etzel sekonas nefoshes, kishar kol ha-mitzvot. Lefichach. Chodesh yesh boi sakona, oisan loy kol tzorochov b'Shabbos. Sofek shu tzoroch lachal ha-Shabbos, sofek shi'eni tzoroch. One doctor says, you need to be Mechal Shabbos. The other says, there is no need. Mechalaran, all of us is Shabbos. Sofak in the first is Doichas is Shabbos. And then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Beis to write, anything the person needs, if he's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, Madlikim lo Asanera, Mechabin lefol of Asanera, Shoichtem lo Iva Oifin, Umevashlem, Umechamelo Imachamashkin, Bein Lashkoisoi, Bein Lavrois Gufoi. If you need hot water to wash him, to bathe him, to give him to drink, Klolei Shel Davar, Shabbos legabe Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, Harei Hu Kechoyol, Lechol HaDvarim, Shehu Tzorich Lohen. So the Rambam writes, Shabbos legabe Chodesh Yesh B'Sekona, Harei Hu Kechol. But the Rambam, in the first word in this Perek, writes, Dechuye Hi Shabbos Esel Sekonas Nefoshos. So obviously the Rambam maintains that it's Dechuyo, not Utro. And fascinating machlokes, min hakatzeh el hakatzeh. Beis Yosef writes, why does the Rambam paskin dechuyo? We don't find a discussion anywhere, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi, regarding Shabbos HaBikuach Nefesh. Is it utro or dechuyo? But we do find the machlokes I quoted before, agav korbanos sibur shekrevim bituma. And because the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Bias Migdash agav tumo, tuma dechuyo bitzibo, the Rashba feels the same regarding Shabbos and Pikuach Nefesh. Ma inyan zeh etzel zeh? Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? Why would we say these two questions are dependent one on the other? But that is what the Beis Yosef argues, and that is why the Rambam writes the Chuyo. Tshuvas HaRamah, Siman Ayin Vav. The Ramah says, it's clear that the Rambam's opinion is Hutro, not the Chuyah, because the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, we do anything the Chayla might need. We boil him water, we put on the light, we put off the light, whatever makes him comfortable. Klolei shel davar, Shabbos harayu kechoyl lechol davar shehu tzorech lahem. That proves it's utro. So why does the Rambam write the Chuyah? So the Rambam argues, if we would find a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's Sutra or the Chuyah, we would expect that Rambam to be midakdek b'lshono. But because it's not a sugi anywhere, so the Rambam wasn't really midayik, the Chuyah, Hutra. So according to the Beis Yosef, the Chuyah is Hutra, is the Chuyah. And the Rambam learned it from Tumat Chuyah B'tzibo. The Rambam argues, no. These concepts are so different, so remote, that the Rambam wasn't even choshesh that somebody will reach a conclusion that it's tchuyo. So there's two vastly different opinions. And what is strange, what would be the nafkemina, what would be the difference, whether Shabbos etzel pikuach nefesh, dechuyo or hutro, do we meet to make an effort to prevent chilul Shabbos? The same regarding korban sibul shekrevim bituma. So in Shin Chofres, Sif Yud Beis, according to the Mechaber, when we are Mechal Shabbos for Chodesh Yesh V'Sekona, there is no need to do a Shinui. And after the Ramor writes, if we could do a Shinui, it's preferable to do the Malach with a Shinui. It shouldn't be a Malach Diuraisa. So obviously the Ramor paskins the Chuyo and the Mechaber paskins Hutro. And that contradicts the opinions of the Ramor and the Mechaber regarding the interpretation of the Rambam. So one must say, well, according to the Rambam, Beis Yosef says the Chuyah, Ramu says Hutro. But maybe in halachic conclusion, it's the other way around. According to the Ramah, you need to make a Shinui. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you do not need to make a Shinui. And that is clear in Siman Shin Chof Ches and Hilchos Shabbos, Sif Yud Beis. So the Rashba argues, if Shabbos is Hutro, then it makes sense to prefer Shchita to Nevela, because Nevela is definitely Dechuyo and Shabbos is Hutro. But if we assume that the entire concept of Shabbos Nitches or Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuyo, then it would be preferable to give him Nevela and not to be Mechal Shabbos. That is what the Rashba says in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes, which brings us to another question. And Halacha Yud Beis, still Perek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam deals with a Yoledes. It's not Halacha Yud Beis, but rather Halacha Yud Daled. Oysin Medura Lachayo. Afila Bia Moisa Chamo. Mipnei Shatzino. Kosher Lachayo. Harbe Bimekoy Moisa Kom. Yoledes, first 3 days. If she feels cold, then we put on a fire and we stoke a fire just to make her feel comfortable. Aber ein oisin medura lechoyle leischamen bo. But other people that are ill cannot put on a fire. And the Ravid says, and why not? If he's a choyle shesh besakon and that is what he needs, what's the difference between Eoledes and another person who is defined as a choyle shesh besakana? Why would there be a difference? So the Ravid says, maybe the Rambam is dealing with a choyle shesh besakon, which is unlikely. If it's a choyle shesh besakon, Pshita. You can't be violate any malacha diurais if it's a choyle shesh besakon. The Magad Mishnah says, so maybe when we're dealing with another choyle who is not that sensitive to cold, then efshar bebegodim, just give him another blanket or another 2 blankets to keep him warm. Why put on a fire? That is what the Magad Mishnah argues. However, the Magad Mishnah says, if I would have my way, my opinion would be, choyle shiyesh b'sakona, oysen loikol tzorachov, afilu ein b'menias oysen hadvorim mishum sakana. And that's a huge chiddush. So the Magad Mishnah says, in my opinion, if we have a choyle shiyesh b'sakona, we need to tend to all his needs and whims and wishes, even if by medical judgment, if we don't give him what he asks for, his life is not in jeopardy. But if this is what he needs, this is what we give him, even if it involves Chil Shabbos Diurais. And the Magad Mishnah alludes once again to the very first halacha, which we quoted before. Tchui Shabbos Etzel Sekona Sanfoshes Kesha Kol HaMitzvot Lefichach. Chol Yishesh Vesekona Osim Lo Kol Tzachav B'Shabbos. Kol Tzachav. Magad Mishnah argues, Kol Tzachav means Kol Tzachav. It means everything. Whatever he asks for, whatever he needs. Afilu Ein B'Meniyah Soysen Adavoh Mishum Sekona. Mogen Avraham, beginning of Simen Shin Chof Ches, Siv Kot and Dalet, quotes the Magad Mishnah. And he paskins in accordance to the Magad Mishnah. And one might ask, how do we understand this Magad Mishnah? What would be the heter to violate Shabbos and Malacha Diuraisa if his life is not in danger? If this activity or whatever we're giving him to prevent what we're giving him would not put his life in danger. So what's the heter to be Machal on Shabbos? Many achroinim, tzemach tzedek, tshuvas orachaim simalamet chet, avnei nezer, tshuvas orachaim kuf yud chet, chelkas yoyev, tshuvas orachaim simen yud daled, kovitz ha'oretz, kovitz ha'oreis, rabachon avasaman, yavom is dafei, everybody comes with the same sprach, same language. This Magad Mishnah is based on the assumption that Shabbos is Hutro. Umikivan shehutro, hutro, cross the board. And some of the Achroinim wonder, so if Shabbos is hutro, etzel pikuach nefesh, and therefore we give the ill everything they need, afilu ein b'menias oyser advorim mishum sakana, so why do we learn in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Simetov Reish Yud Ches Chole Shesh Besakona Ochel Poches Poches Mekashir? So if Oysim Loi Kol Tzrocho, so why does he need to eat Poches Poches Mekashir? Why would we burden him and giving him food in very small quantities and waiting 10 minutes between one spoon and the other im äußern leu kurz loch aber für wenn man ihr sei so und warum schon so kana so many a kleinem including covid oris avene neza say only shabbes is uto not yom kippur and I wonder why what's the difference shabbes and yom kippur after all bikuach nefesh doch kol ha'torah kulo same posik v'chai ben v'lo shomes ben. Why there would be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? So the Rash quoting Maramah Rotenberg that we quoted at the beginning of today, she differentiates between Shabbos on one hand and Avela on the other hand, which is also a big chiddush, but we can understand. Avela is a chefza de isur. It's an isur chefza. You can't disregard, you can't ignore the fact that it's Avela. Would Yom Kippur be similar to Shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, or similar to Avela? It's not a chefze di yisur, it's all about the day. So, I think many months ago we discussed the Issa Achila b'Yom HaKippurim. What is the essence of the Issa Achila b'Yom HaKippurim? So that is one approach to reconcile what seems to be a contradiction between the Magad Mishnah and the Din of Pochas Pochas M'Kashir. Briskarav and Hilchas Shvisa Sasar Dina Yom HaKippurim quotes his great father, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, Rab Chaim Brisk, and he writes, Ovi Moiri, Hoyu Moira Vavoi, Paskan Dalochan Amaisa, Cholish Yesh Besakon and Yom HaKippurim should eat in a normal fashion. No need for Pochas Pochas M'Kashir. But the Shulchan Aruch says Pochas Pochas M'Kashir, and the Gemara says Pochas M'Kashir. So the Briskarav quotes Rab Chaim, an interesting deal. The Loshna of the Shulchan Aruch is a metaphor in Shu'ut Ches. Chayle, she'im lo yochal, efshar she'yichbad olav chol yoy v'yestakein, ein tzorech oymid, v'oichol v'yoyim ha'kippuri. So the Briskarav is medayik, the Loshna of the Shulchan Aruch. We're not dealing with the Chodesh Shesh B'Sakona. Right here and now he's not defined as a Chodesh Shesh B'Sakona. However, the doctors feel if he won't eat, then his situation might deteriorate and he might fall into sakana, and then his life might be in jeopardy. In that case, he needs to eat pochas pochas megashir to prevent the sakana. But if he is already a chodesh yesh b'sakana, no shiurim. To me, that interpretation is unacceptable. Because, so the Shulchan Aruch gives us the halacha of a chayla who is not yet a chodesh yesh b'sakana, but he might become a chodesh yesh b'sakana. Why wouldn't the Shulchan Aruch give us the halacha of a chodesh yesh b'sakana right here and now? How come the Shulchan Aruch ignores this category, which is a more common category than a chayla that is not yet in sakana, however, he might become a chodesh yesh b'sakana? I disagree with this interpretation for another reason as well. The lesson we just quoted is Tofrei Shiut Chesif Aleph. And that Sif is not dealing with Shiurim at all. Shiurim is only a Sif Zayin in the continuation of the Siman. Sif Aleph says, Chole she'im lo yoichal, efshe she'ich badol av chol yo v'yestaken, ein tzorech oymed, v'machile noisoy. So, this halacha deals with a very bare and simple halacha. Chodesh yesh b'sakana machil noisoy b'yom ha'kippurim. So to me, understanding a little bit about medicine and about nutrition and about sick people, I've been with some ill people, as we all have been to our dismay. There's no such a thing in modern medicine where a doctor says, this person is sick, if he doesn't eat, he's gonna die. Medicine is medicine, surgery is surgery, and food is food. Every person needs to eat. Every person would sooner or later starve from hunger. However, when a person's health is precarious and he's weak and his systems are and energy is diminished, yes, if he wouldn't eat, his life might be in jeopardy. And that is exactly the definition of Im lo yoichal efshar sheyichbed olav chol yoy v'yestaken. No better way to describe it. Every chole sheyesh b'sakana is not going to die because he didn't eat. He might die because he's becoming weaker and weaker, and he needs the nutrition, and his immune system needs to be bolstered, and he needs the energy and the strength. And that is the clearest description of the danger that might be at a Chodesh HaSvekon if he doesn't eat. Efshar sheyichbad olav cholyoy v'yestaken. And that is the classical example of a Chodesh HaSvekon shetzorech lechol. Brings us back to the Shulchan Aruch. I quoted Tzorech Lechol Bosor. Why would he need meat? Because he needs the, I don't know, he needs the iron, he needs whatever meat could give him. So, in my opinion, every chayla sheyesh b'sekana eats l'shiurim, unless the doctor or the chayla himself feels, I need more. Which brings us back to the basic definition. How do we understand the Magid Mishnah? Oysom lekol tzrochav afilu ein b'minias oysom ledvor mishum sakona. So the Achronim say hutro. I can't understand what does it have to do with hutro. Even if it's hutro etzel pikuach nefesh. There's a fundamental difference between tum hutro bekorban oisibol. So tum hutro la korban. Shabbos lo hutra la adam. Shabbos hutro le pikuach nefesh. So if there is a pikuach nefesh situation, it's hutro. Which means you don't need to do a shinui. You don't need to look for a non-Jew to do whatever needs to be done. Do it yourself, do it immediately, do it in the proper fashion. You don't need to do a shinui because it's hutro. But if no sakon is involved, there is no dechuya and no hutro. So, im ein b'meniyah soysan ha-devorah mishum sakona, what would the heter be to be mechal shamas? So, in my understanding, all the Magad Mishnah means to say is, when a person is so weak, and he is defined as a chodesh yesh v'sakona, a cancer patient of chemotherapy, a heart patient who is still in the process of recuperation, people whose life is in imminent danger and who are very weak, that is defined as a chodesh yesh v'sakona. And to keep them comfortable, that is defined as pikuach nefesh. And we cannot know what the tipping point might be. So even if the doctor feels, no, he doesn't need food right now, he doesn't need water, he complains it's cold, but he's not going to die from the cold. No. Keeping him comfortable, that is defined as pikuach nefesh. Because he's weak, he's a chodesh yesh b'sakana, oisin lo'ikol tzrochov. Even if we don't see any immediate danger, but that is defined as pikuach nefesh. And Chazal and Halacha is so machmir b'pikuach nefesh that what the Magad Mishnah says, this is defined as pikuach nefesh, regardless of whether we see imminent danger or not. Which brings us to a different sugya, Masechet Yuma, Yesuva Daita. So a Levi is giving birth, and she complains, it's dark in the room, she's afraid. She's afraid that the midwife doesn't know what she's doing, it's too dark. And the midwife and the doctor say, we have sufficient light. She's hysterical, but we're machala Shabbos to put on more light, to put on more candles. Why? Kedei liyashev et da'ata. So we find the concept of Yesuva Daita in the Gemara only by Yoledes. And to tell you the truth, if I would be 850 years ago, and many times I apologize, if I would be 800 or 900 years ago, this is what I would say. I know that I missed the train by 850 years. Nothing to do about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason that I wasn't 800 years ago, that I'm here today. But if I would be 850 years ago, I would say the concept of Yesuva Daita is relevant only to a Yoledes, because different than any other Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, she is in the middle of the process of giving birth to a child. We need her cooperation. And sometimes if she becomes hysterical, it'll just make the process more difficult. And then the baby's life might be in danger, her life might be in danger, and to do immediate surgery, especially going back hundreds or thousands of years, definitely was a sakana. So maybe the concept of Yeshuva Daita, Yeshuva Dat, just make her feel calm and comfortable, is only relevant to Ayeledes. But all the Rishonim say, the same concept applies to every Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakona. Ve'im Kabbalah Hu Nekabel. And, you know, I'm a Kabbal Divra Rishonim. So every Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakona, we're Mechal HaShavetz, Ve'am Alocha Dioraisa, just to make them calm and comfortable. So the doctors would say, it's crazy. I mean, he's hysterical. There's no need to put on light. We have sufficient light to treat her. We say no. If this is what she feels, she's in panic, he's in panic, this justifies Chilul Shabbos b'Yom Halacha D'Oraisa. In modern medicine, we all know about psychosomatic illnesses, about the interaction between a person's psychological state and his physical state. I think there's far more to know than we are already aware of. But Chazal, with their ultimate wisdom, understood the importance of Yeshuva Daita. And we find this by Yoledes, and the Rishonim say the same, Bachor Yeshesh B'Sakona. And I say that is also the reasoning of the Magad Mishnah. Oysen loy kol tzrochov, afilu ein b'menias oysen adbor mishum sakona. We don't see the Sakona. We don't see why his life would be in danger if he wouldn't, you know, lift his bed or put down his bed or make him feel comfortable or give him an additional pillow. But if that is what he needs, subjectively, that is defined as pikuach nefesh. So to me, the Magad Mishnah has nothing to do with hutro dechuyo. Because the Mogen Avraham see if putting down at paskins according to the Magad Mishnah. But that's a machlok is the machaben the Ramah. The Mora says dechuyo. And that is why we need to do a shinui, see if you would base. So why would the Ramon Sif Kutn Dalet go against the Ramon Sif Yud Beis? The Ramon is an Ashkenazi and the Magen Avraham is a Pesach Ashkenazi. So why would he go against the Ramon and side with the Bis Yosef and see if you would base that you don't need a shinui? The Ramon says you do need a shinui. So to me, the Magad Mishnah has nothing to do with Hutra Dechuyot. Because if there's no sakana, there is no hutro. So the only way to understand the Magad Mishnah is, according to the Magad Mishnah, this is defined as sakana. Chol Sheyesh B'Sakona. We cannot judge what might be the tipping point, what might put his life in danger. Whatever he needs. And we treat him, oysen loy kol sheregilem lasois loy b'chol. That is the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simen Shin Chav Ches. Rambam writes, Shabbos kechoyl hu lekol advorim shu tzorech lehem. And the Magad Mishnah says, kol advorim shu tzorech lehem afilu ein b'meniyat utam hadverim shum sakana. And this brings me to an argument with the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein halachik kemagad Mishnah, because he proves from Rashi and Shabbos that Rashi disagrees with the Magad Mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sveike diuraisa lachomra. We're dealing with malachas diuraisa. Sveike diuraisa lachomra. It's a machlok Rashi and Magad Mishnah. And I feel the understanding of the Mugan of Rome was similar to the Tzemach Tzedek, Avin and Ezra, and all the other achroinim I quoted, that the Magad Mishnah is based on Hutro. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rashi, lo svira lei kavosei. And that would coincide with the Rashba, because the Rashba, Chuvas HaRashba, Chelak Aleph, Semetof, Resh Pei Tes, says most of the sources prove that Shabbos is the Chuyo, and not Hutro. So according to the Rashba, we would reject the Magad Mishnah. But according to my interpretation of the Magad Mishnah, has nothing to do with Hutro the Chuyo. So the way we deal with the Magad Mishnah is not Sveike Diuraisa L'chumra, but Sofek Nefoshois L'kula. Because the essence of the Machloikis would be, how do we relate to a situation of a Chodesh Yesh V'Sakona that needs something? According to the Magad Mishnah, do we say we're Mechal HaShavetz even though there is no Sakona? No, to me that's impossible. Magad Mishnah maintains we relate to his needs as they are pikuach nefesh. It is sakana, regardless of whether we could identify this sakana. And the doctors would say, In our opinion, his life is not in jeopardy. Chazal say his life might be in jeopardy. His life might be in jeopardy because it is not for you to judge. Once he is defined as a chole sheyesh bo sakana, caring for him, you care for him as if it is not Shabbos. Oysim loy kol sheragilim lasis loy bechol. Shabbos kecholu lekol hadvorim shehu tzorech lahem. And therefore, I say, halachike magad mishni, even if Rashi is cholik. So obviously, at least in this point, yeshli al mila hisha'en, Reb Chaim Brisker. Because Brisker, of course, Reb Chaim Brisker, he said, cholish yesh v'sakona doesn't need to eat l'shiurim, based on the magad mishni. So obviously, Reb Chaim paskin according to the magad mishni. I disagree with what Reb Chaim says, l'gabi shiurim, but at least he passed in accordance with Magad Mishnah. And I think halachic of Magad Mishnah because it's a Sofik Nefesh, it's a Sofik Nefesh local. So what's the story with the Chodesh Yesh V'Sakona? Shoichol Pochas Pochas Mekishiyah. The way I just explained the Magad Mishnah, it's not totally across the board. And sometimes we are totally confident that there really is no need to be Machal Shabbos. So a chole is in the hospital, and he's definitely defined as a chole sheyesh v'sakona. And he wants to read a paper, so we give him a newspaper. He says, no, I want another newspaper. Should we take a taxi and drive to the other side of town on Machal Shabbos to bring him the other newspaper that he usually reads? Every person in his proper senses would say, what's the heter to be Machal Shabbos? I mean, sometimes he sits at home and not always do you have the paper you prefer. Would that justify Chil Shabbos? Would the Magad Mishnah say, Oysan le kol tzorov? Afilu ein b'menias oysan dvorah mishum sakona. It's ridiculous. So kol tzorov is when he really isn't comfortable physically, psychologically. A yeledes that's terrified. It's too dark. The doctors can't treat her. She might have a panic attack. Or a chole that's shivering. It's cold. So we could throw blankets on him. But a person would feel far more comfortable and calm if you heat up the room and get a higher room temperature. That is what the Magad Mishnah refers to when he says kol tzorocho. So I think, chole sheyesh v'sakona, he needs food. He needs fluids. But usually, Chodesh Yesh Besakona doesn't have such a great appetite anyway. And therefore, Oichel Pochas Pochas Mekashir. If he still feels hungry, everybody would agree, then give him more. And if he still feels thirsty, we would say, drink more. Avalem Ein Tzorech, not from the medical point of view, and not from his own subjective point of view, why shouldn't he eat Pochas Pochas Mekashir? Why not? So according to the Reb Chaim, that we're dealing with Hutro, so the rationale would be, doesn't make sense. I mean, no difference, Pochas Mekashir, Yoisa Mekashir. According to my understanding, Oysen Lekol Tzrochov, but somebody needs to say this is Tzrochov. Either the patient himself or the doctor. But if both doctor and patient would agree that there's no need for him to eat Yoisa Mekishio, why shouldn't he eat Lishiyuri? So according to my understanding, there's no contradiction, no steer at all between the Din and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Pochas Pochas Mekishio, and the Magad Mishnah. So that is the way I understand the Magad Mishnah, V'yesh v'zeh nafka min ala halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah argues, Rashi is chole kan the Magad Mishnah and loch ha Magad Mishnah. Svekei d'rais lechomer, and I say sofek nefoshes lekola, because the way I understand the Magad Mishnah is yes, chole shesh b'sakona. It's not for you to judge. If this is the way to treat him, this is what he needs. This is the way to make him comfortable and calm, and to give him his peace of mind. That is defined as pikuach nefesh. Which brings us to a fundamental machlokes between Bali and Tosfos. So on Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches, we find the concept of tzorech ani. When a chole says, I need food, I need drinks, I need, then we give him. Leiv yodei atzoras nafshoi. The doctors would say, we don't think he needs to eat, we don't think he needs to drink, but he feels, I need. Leiv yodei atzoras nafshoi, and we give him, even if it's Yom Kippur, even if it's Mechoras Esrois. Three different sources. Or Zeruah, Hilchas Yom Kippurim Simareish Pei. Hagos Mordechai, Mesechet Shabbos, Tov Samech Daled. Hagos Memoinius, Perek Beis Hilchas Shabbos. We find the Machlokes the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, what do Chazal mean when Chayla says Tzorech Ani? It is only if the patient says, I feel I need this, and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to die. And Rabbeinu Tam says, is the patient a Navi? Is he a prophet? Or how does he know he's going to die if you don't give it to him? You know, two patients both feel the same. One is panicky, hysterical, and he says, I'm going to die. The other is more sensible, more intelligent, and he says, I feel awful. I need this. I feel I can't without it. So he didn't say, I'm going to die. How would he know? So Rabbeinu Tam says, when a patient says, I need this, that is tzorech. And we give it to him even if it's in a sedurais. He doesn't need to say, I am going to die. And in this count, I think halacha ke Rabbeinu Tam. I have a deek in Shulchan Aruch Tofresh Yud Ches Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, Echol en Yom Kippur, we feed him either when the doctor says he needs to be fed, or when he says he needs to be fed. And I'm quoting the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch. If the doctor says, Tzorech lechol, shem lo yoichol, efshe sheyich vedol avchol yaviz takem, machilen oisoy. And if the doctor says, he doesn't need, but the patient says, Tzorech ani, gam ke machilen oisoy. So when the doctor voices his opinion, the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is, im lo yoichol, efshe sheyich vedol avchol yaviz takem. That is the doctor's duty. That is the way a doctor talks. When the patient says Tzorech Ani, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Tzorech Ani ve'im lo yoichal efshel she'ani yestaken. No need. How would a patient know? Tzorech Ani. And therefore, in my psak, there are situations in which we deal with unbearable pain and the patient cries out, I need, that is Tzorech Ani, u'mechalalin Shabbos. And there are such situations in medicine. Sometimes kids have testicular torsion, tasbiv shel eshech. It's not a life-threatening situation, but it's unbearable pain. And a kid cries, and that is a classical example of tzorech ani, mechalalin Shabbos. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And it's another example of in which we don't see a life-threatening situation. We don't say sekonos nefoshes, but it is not within our authority to say there is no sekona. So sometimes in halacha, halacha takes away our authority and our judgment to say, is there a sekona or not? Chol shesh v'sekona, according to the Magid Mishnah. Oysen lekol tzrochov, filu ein b'menias oysen advorom sekona. The same with Rabbeinu Tam in a situation of Tzorech Ani, which is similar. So, coming back to the Machloikes, Shabbos Hutro or Dechuyo Etzel Pikuach Nefesh has nothing to do with the Magad Mishnah. But that is the Machloikes between Mechaber and Rambo. Do we need to do a Shinui or there's no need to do a Shinui? According to the Rambo, yes. Mechaber, no. So obviously there are more fields that Shabbos duchuyo and not hutro etzel pikuach nefesh. Which brings us to another obvious contradiction in Yoredei Shin Samech Daled. The Mechaber says in Yoredei Shin Samech Daled, when you do Mila and Shabbos, Mila bizmana duche Shabbos, bris Mila, Shulchan Aruch says, 1 mile should do the entire mila from beginning to end. Because in days of yore, sometimes there are two kibudim. 1 mile did mila and the other did prayer. Even in our days, sometimes the father wants to do mila, but you need to be a mumche to do prayer. So the father does the mila, and the mile does the prayer. According to the B'seis of Shabbos, that is a prohibition. And Shabbos, the same mile, must do mila and prayer. The Rama argues, what's the difference? We could have 2 mile involved. One could do mila, one could do prayer. And that's our minig, writes the Rama in Yoredei Simin Reish Samech Dalet. Bir Agro says, what's the machlokes? Is Shabbos hutra or the chuya by mila? According to Rama, it's hutra. If it's hutra, what's the difference? Whether one person is mechala Shabbos, two people, according to the Bais Yosef, it's dechuyo. And why would two people violate Shabbos if it's enough that one does? So regarding mila de Shabbos, in the interpretation of the Gra, the Mechabe says dechuyo, the Ramu says hutra. Shin chof ches yud beis, regarding Kirchas Shabbos, according to the Mechabe, you don't need a shinui, so the Mechabe is hutra and the Ramu is dechuyo. So it's a stira. I would say the machlok is 1 mile or 2 mile, once again, and not dependent on hutra or dechiyo. Maybe it's more dependent on the other svara that we find in the Rosh that I quoted at the beginning of this year. Do we say kvar hutra Shabbos etzlo? According to the Ramo, what's the difference whether two people, each of them does a small chilas Shabbos, or one person does a big chilas Shabbos? Why would it make a difference? Both are performing mitzvahs mila, mila derech Shabbos. The Mechaber argues, why have two people be mechala Shabbos if one can do the entire job? The Ramo argues, no difference. But the Bir Agro, the Vilna Gaon says, it depends whether it's hutra or the chuyo. So we discussed a fascinating sugya today regarding pekuach nefesh derech Shabbos. So this week's parsha we read about Ma'amid Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoyah. And Chazal exalt the moment in which Bnei Yisrael were magdim nasa l'nishma. Meshor she'ekdim Yisrael nasa l'nishma yordu samach riboy malachi ha'shoriz ve'helbishu l'kol echod miYisrael shnei ksorim echod keneged nasa ve'echod keneged nishma. What does nasa v'nishma have to do with kisrei malchus, with crowns? Why is Nasa v'Nishma associated with Avdus and Malchus? Tosfos asks the question in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. Shabbos Pei Zayin Peches is the big sugya dealing with Ma'amid Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira. On one hand, Chazal say, how great was the Ma'amid when Bnei Yisrael Ikdimu Nasa v'Nishma? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Mi gila raze labonai loshen shemalach hashoros mishtam shemboi." On the other hand, v'yisyatzvu b'tachtas ahar melamed shekof olayim HaKodesh Baruch Hu har kigigis. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu overturned the mountain on their heads and threatened, "Im ein atem mekavlem es ha-toyre, sham tei kvuraschem." So did they receive the Torah by coercion or out of free will? Tosfos answers, yes, there were Magdim Nasa L'Nishma, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel was afraid when they're going to see the fire, they might retract. And therefore, Kufalei Markigis. And I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers them the Torah. And they say, of course, Nasa V'Nishma, Kol Asher Divar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. Maybe they instinctively said Nasa V'Nishma, because every other day or two, they got some new chuparim, some new gifts, you know. They were hungry, because Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them man. They complained, we would like steak or chicken or meat, not only bread. So they got slav. They were thirsty, so they got be'erus or miriam, mineral water, as much as you need. Simlos lo balsam alecho, v'raglecho lo bitseiko. So Kodesh Baruch Hu comes along and he says, Kindalach, you know, I have something else to offer. They say, yes, please, come on, give. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to say, Kindalach, I want you to understand What I'm offering now is not another chupar, it's not another privilege. What I am offering now is a burden. It's more of a burden. Tarryag mitzvahs. Up to this moment, all you had to perform was sheva mitzvahs. And essentially, what are the sheva mitzvahs all about? Be a mensch. Be a mensch. Don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, don't rob. Be a mensch. What I'm asking you now is tarryag mitzvahs. Never again will you have one free moment in your lives. You're going to be avdei Hashem. And what I demand is everything. Maisa, dibor, machshava. I demand your thoughts and your feelings. I want your mind and your heart. Rachmona libe boye. Whatever you have to give is mine. That's essentially what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalech, I want you to understand what I want to give you now. Loi sarora ani noten lachem. Avdus ani noten lachem. What is the semel of Avdus? So there's another Gemara in Yevam Esdaf Memvav. When a person buys a slave, when slavery was relevant, be a mekedem. When a person buys a slave, and he needs to be matbil the slave. There's a tvila. Bahada the dollar reshe memaya, as the slave does tvila and he sticks his head out of the water, amtele zulte de tina areshe. He puts a vessel on the slave's head, and that is the remes. That indicates avdus. Velibi oimali. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, I want a Torah to give you. And they say, Nasa v'nishma. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to make this very clear. Kofolem har kegiges. What's the Loshon har kegiges? He overturned the mountain, and it was like a vessel. A huge vessel on the collective head of the entire nation, of the entire people. Suddenly it was dark. Sunlight didn't get through. And each and every one of them lifted his eyes, and what did he see? A huge kli, kofui al roishoi. That is the semel of avdus. V'yafal pikein hini igdimu nasal anishma. And that is what's so magnificent about Mamed Har Sinai. Being fully aware that this is a maimed of avdus, yes, they opted, they chose avdus. And the entire people said, nasa v'nishma. A free person would never say nasa v'nishma. A free person says nishma v'nasa. Let's hear what you want. What is it that you request? What is it that you demand? And we'll decide, are we willing or not? Hamigdimu nasa v'nishma. And they said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whatever you want, and whatever you request, and whatever you demand, is given. Please, just let us serve. Let us be your people. Let us be your slaves. Being fully aware that it's avdus, and that is the kli kafui al rusham, like tefilas avdus in Yevam Esdaf Mem Vav, higdimu nasa l'nishma. That is why, yes, the beauty and the greatness of higdimu nasa l'nishma is because kofo aleihem har kegiges. And being fully aware, shelo medubar b'sarara, ela ba'avdus higdimu nasa l'nishma. So I once heard a beautiful story from the Leiv Simcha, the Gerer Rebbe. He heard the story from his great father, the Imre Emes. And I told the story 1,000 times. So the Imre Emes told his children that he was once present, Sukkos in Gerer. And the Sfas Emes said, "V'mezuktunu Hashem kemen poilin de gres de zachen." Don't know whether many people understand Yiddish sitting here. So he said, when you say "Onu Hashem" in Hallel, you could achieve the greatest things. And the Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes, told them the other day in the morning in the Bismedish of the Sfas Emes when they said Hallel, 50% of Hasidim yelled at the top of their lungs when they said "Onu Hashem Oshiyono." And the others argued, no, he probably meant Onu Hashem Atzlichano. So there was a big vikuach between the Hasidim. Did the Rebbe mean Onu Hashem Ashiyano or Onu Hashem Atzlichano? And the Imre Emes said, I understood. And he was the great son of the Zosemes. I assumed he probably meant neither Onu Hashem Hashiono nor Onu Hashem Hatzlichono, but rather Onu Hashem Ki Ani Avidecho. That's the story. Ad Kan. And now I give you my interpretation of the story. What's so great about Onu Hashem Ki Ani Avidecho? It is only twice in the entirety of the Rambam, in the entire Mishneh Torah, is only twice that we find the expression Simcha Yisera. Only twice. And I said this many years ago, and whenever I said it with a certain degree of trepidation because I was afraid, maybe I'm not aware, and it's the third time in the Rambam. I thought I was aware because I learned the Rambam. So I was confident that we find out twice on Rambam. How could I be sure? About 10 years ago, a person walked up to me right after the shiur, and he says, I checked you out, and it's only twice in the Rambam. So since then, I'm even more confident. So only twice do we find in the Rambam Simcha Yisera. Where? Perek Gimel Mehilchas Chanukah. When the Rambam teaches us the halachas of Halel. And the Rambam says, Ein oimerim halal b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Why don't we say halal Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim? Lefi she'ein elo yamim shol simchi yaseiro. Ele yomim shol eimo v'yiro v'facha. So you can't say halal only mitorch simchi yaseiro. And if there's a lack of simchi yaseiro, you can't say halal. Where else does the Rambam write simchi yaseiro? The very end of Hilchas Lulav. Kol ha-moyed mitzvah l'smoyach b'em, aber b'yamei ha-chag, sukkos, hoysu shom simchu yaseira. And that simcha is defined as simcha's beis ha-shoiro. So we find simcha yaseira, sukkos, and b'halal. So just come to think of it. This was Samus, it was sukkos. And he said, how great is Ono Hashem? So stands a Jew. And he says, Ono Hashem, ki ani avdecho. What does Ono Hashem mean? I don't know whether you realized. Ono Hashem atzlichono, Ono Hashem ashiyeno is aleph nun aleph. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho is aleph nun hey. It's not the same word. Pronounced the same way, sounds the same, but it's not the same word. And the Radak explains, Ono with an aleph is a plea. Please, na. Ana Hashem, Hoshiono, Tzlichono, that's a plea. Ono with a hey is an expression of gratitude. So stands a Jew, Simchi Yaseira, Metoich Simchi Yaseira, saying, Halal and Sukkos, and he says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, thank you for what? Thank you for having me as a servant. So what do you want? And the Jew says, I want nothing. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for letting me serve. Thank you for having me as an Eved. Could anything be greater than that? And that is what the Sfasemis meant. When you say Onu Hashem, Sukkos, Halal, double Simcha Yaseira, and all you have to say to Bnei Shalom, thank you, for what? For having me as a slave. But slaves always try to escape slavery. Always. Forever and ever. The Mishnah says in Gittin, most of the people sitting here, I think, are Americans in their past. Every American kid probably read Uncle Tom's Cabin. Yeah. The story of, you know, of Uncle Tom, a black slave, and his travails and tribulations and suffering and how he tried to escape. That's the nature of Avdus. Nobody opts for Avdus, but we did. We did, as an entire people, not only as individuals. So when a Yid says, Sukkos and Halal, Onu Hashem ki avdi avdecho, that brings him all the way back to Agdima Nasal and Ishma. That brings him all the way back to Kofar Aleim Har Kigigis, and we chose Avdus. That is what we want. We do not want to be free. We want to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's service. We want to be Avdi Hashem. And that's the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we all remember the Gemara, the Machlokes Meir Rabbi Yehuda. When are we called Bonim? When are we called Avodim? So obviously Bonim is a higher Medrege than Avodim. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu with the entire Torah defined as an Eved? Every time Moshe is mentioned, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Madua lo yereisem ledabe ba'avdi b'moshe. Lo chen avdi Moshe. V'yom esha Moshe Eved Hashem. So it's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest individual ever to live, and he's always defined as an Eved. If Bonim Lamokim is a higher Medrege than Avodim Lamokim, an Eved Metoich Simcha, nothing tops that. That is greater than a Ben. You're a son because you're a son. It's not something you choose. But when we opt to be Avdi Hashem, Metoich Pchira, Metoich Av, or Metoich Simcha, like we did when we were Magdim Nasal and Nishma, that's the highest Madrege. And that is why the Sfasana said, Onu Hashem ki ani avdecho. So Shabbos and our Tfilis, we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved neman koros aloi. That's the Madrege of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an eved metoch simcha, an eved metoch pchira, an eved metoch ahava. That is the utmost height a Jew could achieve. And that is why כשהקדים יישאו הנאסר הניש וירדו סם, אחרי במלאך השעוז והרבישו להם כסורים, מידו כנגד מידו. Because they were ממלך הקודש ברוך הוא, and they were מקבל עול מלכו שמיים ביעבו, מידו כנגד מידו הקודש ברוך הוא gave them כסרי מלכוס. Because when you choose to be avodim, you are truly kings and not only avodim. And that is why Bisho Shekdimu, Yesua Nasa Lanishman, they were Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They too were Avdei Melech, and they were Zeichet HaKisim Malchus Yiro. So we should choose Avdis every day of our lives. Every day of our lives we should say, Onu Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha, and we're happy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're happy to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Father and as our King. And Yiro, we should see Bakura Biyamenu to Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru Bishuv Hashem Tzion V'Niglo Kvoid Hashem V'Ro Kol Bosa Yachtov Ki Pi Hashem Diber B'Bias Goel Tzedek B'Mheiru Yomenu Amen.